Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ravens got beat down in the second half of a 32-14 loss to the Bengals. Let's talk about it now with Brian Wacker, who covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. He joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Brian, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. This defense, which had a run of games where they didn't give up 20 points, and then the levee broke in the second half against Cincinnati. So with all that, just how good do you think this defense is?
Well, I never thought this defense was great. Like, you know, you can look at the first half of the season, and obviously they've made some big strides since then when they were, you know, the first 5-6 weeks of the season, the worst defense in the NFL. Now, they've certainly not been that over the past month or so, but I think you also have to look, guys, at the quarterbacks they played in that span. I mean, certainly that can't just be glossed over. You're talking about Tyrod Taylor in the Jets game. You're talking about Dylan Gabriel / Shedeur Sanders in Cleveland. You're talking about J.J. McCarthy. Before that, you're talking about Tua Tagovailoa. Before that, you're talking about Caleb Williams, and that win is actually aged quite nicely, sort of like a fine wine looking back on it. You know, and then certainly, you know, Matthew Stafford – as well, I think that was a very impressive performance to only hold that Rams team, you know, to 17 points, albeit in a loss. So to me, this is, look, Joe Burrow, you know, I didn't think he was great in the early parts of that game. But we also have to remember he hasn't played football in a couple of months. So to me, you know, once he kind of flaked off that rust, I mean, look, you're playing one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL and a guy who shredded this secondary last year, as everyone remembers, both in Baltimore and in Cincinnati, two games that the Bengals easily could have and probably should have won. And, you know, Ja'Marr Chase plus Joe Burrow, that's a tough combination for any defense, and especially this defense, which to me is, you know, look, it's, I would say it's an above average defense. Is it a top 5 or 10 defense? I don't know about that.
Well, Brian, with all of that, they're facing a 42-year-old quarterback on Sunday and a struggling Steelers offense. Do you expect this to be a bounce-back spot for this Ravens defense?
You would certainly hope so, given the extra rest, you know, the extra few days off. To your point, playing a banged-up Aaron Rodgers, you know, a Steelers offense that frankly has not been very good at all and was really ugly against the Bills on Sunday. That said, weird things happen when these two teams play. I mean, you guys know this. And who knows what to expect. You know, I certainly wouldn't be shocked if the Steelers defense bounced back with a big game. You know, these two teams, division rivals, longtime adversaries, these things are always physical and tight and close for the most part. So I would not be shocked to see the Steelers play better. But it would be surprising given that sort of mini bye off a really disheartening home loss to the Bengals, you know, if the Ravens can't come back with a better defensive effort, certainly.
No, things aren't linear all that often in this league, and so I guess you have to be wary of thinking about things in stretches. But like a year ago at this time, it's a generational offense, and Bateman's having far and away the most impact he's ever had in the NFL, and Zay has blossomed, and whenever Andrews is banged up, likely takes over, and anybody could be the star at any given moment. And now we're at a point where I can't help but think about this offense, not just in terms of triaging it together this year, but like, what does Monk's symphony look like next year? Like, I feel like the offensive line, there's going to be a lot of churn there. Like, at least one of the tight ends won't be back. You can't guarantee that either will. Bateman, I don't really know where that thing stands, but it doesn't seem to be in a great spot. Like, Zay will get paid, but like, I'm looking at the overall tapestry of this and saying, okay, we know Lamar himself is usually good for 10 wins, but like, I just feel like there's a lot of questions about them, not just in the present, but looking at this thing moving forward and wondering if they're going to be able to get back to what we saw a year ago.
Well, yeah, look, Eric Costa, you know, often likes to talk about, he doesn't look at windows, you know, of opportunity. He likes to sort of always have an open window when it comes to opportunity to compete for a Super Bowl. But to your point, I mean, they've got a couple of dozen free agents, guys who are scheduled to be hit free agents this offseason. So how that plays out, we have no idea because, you know, although not a free agent, the biggest factor in that equation, of course, is Lamar Jackson and contract negotiations. Yep. Is due to have a massive, you know, $75+ million cap hit next year that they simply can't afford. So, you know, they'd like to get that deal reworked and lower that cap hit, and that'll certainly impact free agency. Now, if that doesn't happen, that's going to be a big problem when it comes to free agency and trying to piece this thing together, both with the, you know, young guys they've got. Certainly they will lean on that draft picks. You know, look, they're going to have to hit on some of those guys. And then obviously guys that they bring back. And with respect to the offense, you're right. This is an offense that you got.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Derrick Henry, you've got Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, the tight ends. Who knows what's going to happen there? A lot of question marks, I think, you know, beyond this year. So, look, this is a lot of people thought this was the year, hey, they're going to break through, self-included, by the way. Yeah. You know, that was my prediction. But clearly it hasn't worked for a bunch of different reasons with this offense. And it'll be fascinating to see what that looks like going forward because, you know, certainly another year of this wouldn't really cut it.
Talking with Brian Wacker, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Brian, let's finish with Lamar Jackson and the right now with Lamar Jackson, because quite frankly, he hasn't been good the last 3 weeks, and whether it's injuries or mechanics or a combination of things, like, what is your confidence level that we will see some semblance of the good Lamar Jackson again this season?
I mean, I think we'll see it, but the question is, can we see it from start to finish of the game? I think we've certainly seen it in spurts. We've seen it in halves. You look at that Miami game, it's probably the best example in the second half of that game.
Yeah.
You know, four touchdowns, a near perfect quarterback rating. But even early in that game, understandably, he was a little, you know, looked a little rusty and out of sync. And coming off that, you know, the 3 weeks, you know, 4 weeks off and with the injury, the hamstring injury. But I don't know. I think we'll certainly see him. We'll see those moments with him. But I think that's the biggest problem. The biggest question is that we have not seen it really from start to finish in the game, probably since week one against the Bills. You know, I thought the Minnesota game played extremely well, managing that game and kind of, you know, doing all the things you'd kind of like a quarterback to do in a difficult environment against a pretty good defense and all the problems they present. But other than that, it's been really choppy. And I think that's probably going to continue. But, you know, he's also that good that it could flip on, you know, this Sunday. So who knows?
Brian, Justice Hill, he's been an underrated player for the Ravens for a while now on IR due to a neck injury, so he's going to miss at a minimum the next three games. How big of a loss is Hill in this stretch?
Well, it's a loss, certainly. You know, pass protection is one of the areas that he's been a key member of this offense, and, you know, a receiving threat out of the backfield. Now, look, I thought Rasheen Ali did an okay job this past week, but you know, the bigger question a lot of people have been harping on, of course, is the running game and Derrick Henry. I mean, you look at this past week's game and Rasheen Ali out-snapping Derrick Henry, which is pretty unusual, certainly. So, but look, you're right, that's a blow because he's an experienced guy. He can run the ball, you know, somewhat effectively. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's third down back. He knows how to pass, protect, and has seen a lot and has a lot of experience. So, Rasheen Ali, less experience. So anytime you have that kind of dip, you know, there's going to be a little bit of a fall off. But I think the bigger question is probably just, you know, what kind of carries is Derrick Henry going to get going forward? And certainly I think you'll see, you would hope that he would get a good number of them against the Steelers run defense this past week that just got completely gashed by the Bills.
Brian Wacker covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. Brian, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure. Thanks.
Coming up next, we'll hit the league at large, and we'll recap Monday Night Football. Patriots win. Just how good are they? Plus, the Steelers have made a couple of moves, so we'll get you an update on that. And the Ravens have announced a couple of guys returning to practice. It's league at large next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.